This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. This is a solvent. It is a lubricant, and it is a treatment. Your weapon will be better for the wear of it. Check them out at froglube.com. Well, in good news for people, on yesterday, the Social Security Administration announced that it officially removed the Social Security gun ban from the federal code. This allowed the Social Security Administration to strip certain recipients of their Second Amendment rights without due process. It did this by allowing the SSA to investigate beneficiaries who required help managing finances and were subject to a broad mental health moniker. The moniker covered everything from treatable, sometimes temporary issues like anxiety and depression to major issues like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. In light of the breadth of the health moniker, Duke University psychiatry and behavioral science professor Jeffrey Swanson observed that Barack Obama's Social Security gun ban targeted the vulnerable rather than the dangerous. The Washington Post quoted Swanson's explanation that the ban takes away the gun rights of a large category of individuals without any evidence that they pose a risk of harm to self or others. So a group that was vulnerable rather than dangerous was the target of the gun ban, and those whom the SSA singled out were liable to lose their Second Amendment rights without due process. This would occur when the SSA gave names of the Social Security beneficiaries to the NICS, barring these guys, giving them a gun-buying disability then. February 2nd, the GOP-controlled House of Representatives voted to repeal the ban. On February 15th, the GOP-controlled Senate voted to repeal the ban. And on February 28th, President Trump signed the repeal. And on May 18th, the SSA announced, "We are removing from the Code of Federal Regulations the final rules, implementation of the NICS Improvement Amendments Act of 2007, published on December 19, 2016. We are doing so because Congress passed and the President signed a joint resolution of disapproval and the final rules of the final rules under the Congressional Review Act." Okay. Let's deconstruct this a little bit. Okay. Most of these people that they were taking Second Amendment rights away from probably didn't own or did not want to own guns in the first place, depending on their age. The problem is that there are people right now that are in their 30s that are, you know, they have a Social Security disability. And what they were saying would be if they had to appoint a fiduciary to handle their, finances for them, they couldn't have a gun. But their descriptor was so broad. You know, anxiety can result, like if you're afraid of heights and then you fly on a plane for the next few days after that, you may just be fit to be tied. until you finally come down off of that. That doesn't make you mentally deficient. That just means that this affected you greatly. It affects, you know, trauma affects people. Trauma is a relative term. The other problem with this, as it stood, was that they could expand that fence. The fence they had set up was the same fence that they set around the military veterans. If you can't handle the checkbook, if you can't handle the benefit that we're giving you, then you can't buy a gun. But then let's say, well, if you can't walk this line in a straight line, you can't buy a gun. If you can't pass this eye test without your glasses on, you can't buy a gun. If you can't see these colors, you can't buy a gun. Everything becomes an addition to it, and that's why this kind of a law was a bad thing. Getting out there and stating that you don't get due process. See, due process is a really good thing. And it's a really important thing. Because without due process, we're just, you know, we're subjects. The government can do anything they want, anytime they want. And you may be saying, well, Bill, they sort of do that now. Yes, they may. But whose fault is that? Now, when we elected Trump, and when we got on the phones, this happened. Activism works. Sitting back and complaining about the size of government or the size of this or the size of that and all this other stuff is never going to get you anywhere. It's never going to do anything for you. You'll get to feel good about complaining about things, but rather than do that, why wouldn't we just get it fixed? So, this was a win. This is definitely a win. I'm surprised the Washington Post actually did that correctly, because they have been printing a bunch of stuff about American gun rights and how to, you know, for ISIS is printing a bunch of stuff saying that it's easy to get any kind of gun. No background checks, no nothing. Everything is false, just false, false, false. And the Washington Post is reprinting that like it's, you know, verbatim fact, which it is not. They have the, you know, the ISIS magazine, Rumia, and a terrorist jailed in Germany wrote that the item recently cited by the Washington Post in its article titled Islamic State Magazine Steers Followers to U.S. Gun Shows for Easy Access to Weapons. In their latest online issue, the terror group praises the ease of buying firearms in America and urges members to do so in furtherance of their murderous pursuits. It's actually easier to buy black market guns in France and cheaper. Because you can buy the real deal, fully automatic AKs there, cheaper than you could here. But it is ridiculous for an American publication to cite the ISIS propaganda when referring to American gun law and the Second Amendment. That is not the way it works. How are the members of ISIS entering the country? By any means necessary, right? Though it doesn't appear difficult, as they have ready access through our open borders, our unattended visa waiver system, and entrance as supposed refugees. They proudly and despite, you know, this is why Trump wants to stop this stuff. And yet, every time he tries this, he gets turned back by some court. And yet, we have Washington Post out there saying, well, you know, the gun laws, because this is... That just kills me. It just kills me. But that's okay. Every dog has his day, Washington Post. Some have too. And I am just as certain as I'm sitting here that sooner or later, people are going to stop reading you. They're going to stop reading the New York Times. They're going to stop watching CNN. They're going to stop watching. I mean, I'm shocked that MSNBC has been doing some pushback. But, you know, they're going to stop, and you guys are going to wither. Wither away. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
And we are back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. This is the best stuff to maintain your weapon. Check them out at froglube.com. Now then, as a young lady, Vicki Cowell-Mocker, she has spent the last decade as a self-defense instructor with a focus on teaching women to defend themselves in everyday situations, but she recently had a close call when the couple of would-be burglars last month at her home in Nevada has her re-examining home safety and urging other women and men to do the same. Cowell-Mocker, who runs the nonprofit Help Me Help Her, said in a recent interview, "The moment I knew somebody was coming down my side yard, I was terrified. She was unsure what would happen, but she knew she needed to keep herself safe until the police arrived. So Cowell-Mocker grabbed her gun and went to a safe place in her home. She said, I think the average homeowner relies way too much on 911. They and only they are their first line of defense. People let their guard down in their homes because your home is your castle. Your home is your safe place, and not being prepared could mean the difference between life and death." Cowell-Mocker said that staying safe starts with being prepared, and being prepared starts with knowing your best options ahead of time. She said, I would encourage everyone to do a walk through of your house. As a homeowner, you know your home better than anyone. You know where your hiding spots are. Have a plan. And the question you need to ask yourself is, what do I do if? What do we do if? And while Cowell-Mocker has no qualms about carrying a gun, she realizes not everyone is comfortable with that option and encourages everyone to find the option with which they are comfortable. Cowell-Mocker said, to say pepper spray is not a good option, or a taser is not a good option, or a stun gun is not a good option, I don't think that's fair. I think you need to look at all the options. Even everyday household items can buy time to get to a safer place if needed. She says, awareness and mindset will always be your first line of defense. I don't care who you are, you've got to tap into your awareness. And Cowell-Mocker said she never opens the door for people she doesn't know, especially at night. Pepper spray, tasers, and stun guns. Here's the problem with pepper spray, tasers, and stun guns. Those are good at very close range if they work. Tasers are not deployed from that far away. The problem with that is that if you are not, armored up and all this other stuff, and you tase somebody and it doesn't affect them, or if the darts don't go in right, or if the charge doesn't go in right, well, they are very close to you and they're closing with you. They're closing in on you. Same with pepper spray. Pepper spray does work. Tasers do work. Stun guns do work. Stun guns, you have to get right up on them and touch them. You have to get in very, very close proximity. The problem with those things is that unless you are a hand-to-hand combat specialist, and I don't mean one in a gym, I mean one that is trained in no-holds-barred fighting, you are in trouble if this does not work. That's the problem I have with less-than-lethal weaponry. If it doesn't work, you're real close. I mean real close. And that's always bad. Even with a handgun, I train real close. I mean like in close, such close proximity that I am touching the target. And I will shoot the target while I am touching the target, because that's a realistic way to do it. Stun guns, they work if There's a set of criteria under which they work. If I'm walking up on you and I'm trying to do something to you, I'm almost certain that if you pop me with a stun gun, I'm going to go down. You're just going to have to hit me once, and I'm not going to be getting back up to come and bother you because I don't want no more of that. Pepper spray, probably going to be the same thing. But I don't abuse crack or meth or I don't have any of those things that have killed nerve endings and everything in my face. I'm not sprung on some drug. I haven't been drinking myself into oblivion. I don't have any artificial deadening that will keep me from going that way. I would be very compliant to the stun gun action. The stun gun hits me, I'm done. I'm going down. I'll be all over with that stuff. I'll be done. That's not the question. The question is, what do you do? And young Miss Kallmacher, she had this incident where she had one of those sobering moments where she was faced with reality. Now, reality is not always going to be present. The reality of that kind of danger is not always going to be present. The problem is that if it does become present, it is not going to be convenient. And you're going to have to make some choices, and I mean rapidly make some choices, that you may not want to make. I get it. I understand it. But getting out there and getting with one of these options where you're that close, if you're not going to train with them, if you're not going to have some sort of martial art background, some sort of hand-to-hand background to employ them, that should never be your only method of self-defense. Simply put, that should never be your only method of self-defense. She is correct, absolutely correct about awareness. I mean, when you're in your home, like I'm in my home right now. I'm doing the show in my home. And right beside me is the Nighthawk with Polycase and Scepter ARX rounds in it. Yeah, so, it's at arm's reach. I can react. I don't have to go to a gun safe and retrieve a gun or take a trigger lock off because I don't have any young children. Everybody that lives at my house is armed. But in the event that something were to happen to me here, it's not going to be convenient. The only difference is I practice home carry, so it's going to be very inconvenient for me, but it's going to be really inconvenient for the home invader. He should just say no. Just say no to home invasions, home invaders. Just say no. I think that is a splendid idea. When we get back, the Democrats have pushed this thing about the Russians. They may be, they've got a special prosecutor, but they may be on a limb, and he may have a saw. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we are back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is something that you can put over all of the metal on your gun, and it's going to treat it. It's going to lubricate it. It's going to be wonderful. Check them out at froglube.com. Why won't that refresh? There it goes. It refreshed and it's empty. Okay, big deal. The appointment of Robert Mueller as the special counsel to investigate the wild charges of Russian interference in the 2016 election has turned the table on the conspiracy theorists. Some are even acknowledging the total lack of evidence behind the media-induced frenzy that grips the Beltway and the left-wing crazies, but not most normal Americans. MSNBC discovered the hard way that the mania gripping Rachel Maddow and company at their anchor desks was not shared by the people it interviewed on the street in North Carolina when it took the pulse of the people. Perhaps remembering what happened to the GOP in the wake of the failed Clinton impeachment trial, Nancy Pelosi urged her House members to squelch their impulse to impeach. Even rabid Trump hater Adam Schiff warned the troops, That's not something that we should be rushing into or rushing to suggest, she told CNN, or he told CNN's New Day, according to The Hill. He said the impeachment process would be a wrenching experience for the country, and it was important to get answers first. Dems, the Democrats, they forgot to be careful what they wish for because they just might get it. The lack of evidence is so worrisome that, as Jason Willett pointed out in the American Interest, some of the Trump haters are de-escalating. Take, for example, Josh Marshall declaring that while he has confidence in Mueller to identify and expose any criminal activities undertaken by Trump or his associates, he won't be able to prosecute the real Trump-Russia wrongdoing, a labyrinthian conspiracy which may not even involve any illegal behavior, because collusion is not illegal. But it goes on. It's critical to understand that the most important details we need to know about the Russian disruption campaign and the Trump campaign's possible collusion with it may not be crimes. Indeed, I would say that the crimes we're likely to discover will likely be incidental or secondary to the broader actions and activities we're trying to uncover. Just hypothetically, what if Russia had a disruption campaign, Trump campaign officials gave winks and nods to nudge it forward, but violated no laws? That's hard to figure, but by no means impossible. Our criminal laws are not really designed for this set of facts, which means it's not illegal. Simple point is that the most important bad acts may well not be crimes. That means not only is no one punished, but far, far more important, we would never know what happened. And then here's David Frum in The Atlantic making a similar objection. He says the special counsel will investigate whether people in the Trump campaign violated any laws when they gleefully leveraged the fruits of Russian espionage to advance their campaign. I love that. Gleefully leveraged the fruits. By contrast, what happened in plain sight, cheering rather than condemning a Russian attack on American democracy, will be treated as a non-issue because it was not criminal, merely anti-democratic and disloyal. Meanwhile, the President of the United States is flying off to Saudi Arabia, where an unprecedented group of Muslim rulers may offer some very big wins, starting with major purchases, hundreds of billions of dollars of American weapons, and possibly extending to real progress on dealing with the Palestinians, who have become an irritant to most of the Arab regimes in this era of Shiite Iranian expansionism. If Trump can get some sort of progress on recognizing Israel's right to exist, as has been rumored, he will outdo every other American president in healing that wound, including Carter. This could be quite a turning point, but it will all depend on what Mueller does and doesn't find. The problem here is that this was never, they never expected to get a special prosecutor. They expected to just be able to complain about not getting a special prosecutor. They never wanted a special prosecutor. Ever. They didn't want one. Because they know there's nothing there. And if there's nothing there, that defeats the entire purpose. The entire supposed smoking gun is gone. All things being equal, they get out there, and the special prosecutor finds nothing, and then says, and Comey just got up there under oath and said there was, you know, nobody obstructed me from my investigation. He just got out there and said that out loud. So this little house of cards is getting ready to fall down around them. And then all of their supposed, their talking points, first of all, are minutiae, based upon nothing, really. And it's going to be gone. When what are they going to say? When they get out there, I mean, even the Huffington Post is pushing back. When they get out there, and the Huffington Post and all of these guys are pushing back because they understand what these guys are doing to the progressive cause. They're killing it. They're killing it, which is fine. Continue to murder the progressive cause by all means. But while they're killing it, all of these reporter types are out there saying, you know, this is going to affect us too. They already don't listen to us no more. So what are we supposed to do when we don't get listened to no more? So you guys got to shut up. Or you got to make something stick. Or something. But there's nothing there. You cannot make something stick if it isn't there. And that's the problem. That's the giant problem. Oh, well. This is what they wanted. This is what they're getting. It is truly I don't know. There's so much work to be done, and all of this distraction is getting us nowhere. And now they're about to burn their own house down with them in it. They'd already painted themselves into a corner. They're already coastal. There are a few coastal towns, a couple of islands in the middle of a red ocean, a couple of blue islands. And they're going to, and you know what? Hey, this is not necessarily great for the country. It's great for the leftists to go away and to get rid of all of this Marxism. But these people are, although misguided, they are Americans, right? Right. We should be feel empathy for them, right? No chance in hell. I hope they go down. Burn your house down. Throw the rocks inside the glass walls. By all means, do all of that stuff. And let's just take it down one. You know, they say that you can't really get anywhere until you hit rock bottom. I want to see what that looks like politically. I want to see what rock bottom looks like for the leftists. Because that one trick pony, that one has run out of the corral. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
My husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, if I could get to that screen, is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does. froglube.com. Now then, they're trying to walk it back, but a lot of these Democrats have been getting up to the media hitching post daily and yawping that they want to impeach Trump with every whisper of gossip or misdemeanor, alleged, fabricated, or imagined. And strangely, they forget that impeachment is a quite dicey affair, as the drawn-out crank of William Jefferson Clinton back in the 90s demonstrated with admirable color and discussion. It takes a huge crime or public misbehavior to breach the high wall needed for such an extreme act. And this is especially true when the merest attempt will elicit the far greater malfeasances of the thankfully ex-President Obama's endless baraka gad geeka of unconstitutional and egotistic maraudings, the which our media merrily ignored or awarded him a wrist corsage during the actual occurrence of it in the rough riding arm Obamadillos themselves. And with so much of the apparatus of impeachment in the hands of the majority party GOP, it would be a fool's errand to think these cudgel wits and airtime warthogs could even pull it beyond basic ground zero. So my guess is that, like the overwrought rejection and hyena hysteria over appointing Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, when they obviously should have kept their powder dry for the next inevitable appointee coming up, no doubt within the next year or two, the naysay Democrats constantly squander the public's tolerance by mounting irritating pity party buffets without the undergirding rationale needed for all the brouhaha unleashed. It's almost as though South American fire ants were loose in their knickers. In fact, let them try to impeach a popularly elected new president who is at least a patriot as opposed to a holographic predecessor and his twitchy past Secretary of State co-enabler. If the disloyal opposition were actually to try to impeach Donald J. without adequate cause, they would forestall lots of subsequent baby actions of their mentally challenged and near treasonous knavish resistance. How long can these cujos and these soggy full diapers keep testing the public's patience and resolve and early indulgence of a new president and his ambitious agenda that is already bearing fruit? How long can they keep up the galactic noise and these sophomoric antics and all of this caterwauling and banshee wailing and the impertinent verbal and physical damage? Saying no in squalling voice every hour of the day in infants is called colic. In Yiddish, they would call them, I can't even pronounce it, which means it would mean afflicted cholera vermin. In Yiddish. I can't say it in Yiddish, I'm sorry. So, you want to try to impeach? Go ahead. Let's see what you get. See, the problem here is that the American left has been afflicted by a serious and complicated illness. They are in denial of reality, combined with the invention of and surrender to every wild conspiracy theory that the media invent, propagate, and exaggerate to undermine the president. They are still shocked by their candidate's loss, and they have devolved to the wholesale embrace of a witch hunt worthy of the 1600s. They believe that Trump is an illegitimate president, despite his very clear electoral victory, and so spend their days in the conviction that the election results can and must be overturned. Do you not remember all the recounts? Do you remember what happened with recounts? And do you remember, you know, even after they did the recounts and they found out he still won, and then your Green Party candidate, she still wanted to have more recounts and more. Delaying the inevitable doesn't make it any less inevitable. But the left is determined to try to make it happen anyway, no matter how deep into the sewer they have to descend. And we don't need to have to look any further than the now mentally challenged Democrat Maxine Waters and her fellow anti-Trump congresspersons who've been calling for his impeachment since the day he was inaugurated. Never telling us for what. They don't ever get around to articulating that part. And now there's a theory. You are the minority in Congress, but you think you can impeach the president of the majority party. This is a wild moment of ambition for you, isn't it? Blind commitment to your conspiracy is part and parcel of conspiracy theories. So, like those whose belief in catastrophic man-made global warming is so unshakable, no amount of scientific truth to the contrary can be allowed to exist. Or like in my case last night, the existing good of guns in society and everything, I couldn't ram that home with the gun grabbers or the anti-gunners or whatever they want to call themselves. So, it's unshakable. It's religious. The left is certain that any skullduggery, any fabrication on leftist part, any laws broken in furtherance of their agenda to destroy this man, this president, is righteous. Of course, they haven't tried it against anybody that's going to fight him back yet. And truth doesn't have any place in their grand design. For 8 years, the crimes of the Obama administration were dismissed as trivial by the media and the Democratic left. On the rare occasions that Republicans called for investigations, they were shot down by the criminally racist and unethical Eric Holder and Obama. Voter intimidation, fast and furious, green energy scams, Benghazi, Clinton's private server, grossly negligent handling of classified documents, the doubling of the national debt, etc., etc., E-I-E-I-O, ad nauseum. That was okay. But, you know, all of that was actually serious as far as what it does to the country, but it was okay to the left. The Clinton Foundation alone is perhaps the biggest scandal of all, a pay-to-play scheme that dwarfs any such operation in history. perhaps even bigger than the UN oil for food disgrace. Hillary's still dodging phone calls from the Saudis. Did the Republicans demand to get investigations? Well, some did, but not very loudly. And when they got them, they let themselves be railroaded by people like Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer. Milquetoast, to be sure. Mouthy? Absolutely. In power at one time? Yeah. On their way out the door now? Pretty much. Reid is gone. Schumer is not. Schumer is oh and whatever. I don't know what the current tally is, but everything he's tried to do, he has failed. The Benghazi hearings were a sham meant to protect the pathological liars at the top, which was Obama and Clinton. The truth has yet to be revealed by any mainstream outlet. And with a few exceptions, the Republicans in Congress were and remain submissive and pliable. The Trump colluded with Russia story is a big lie. Our conniving leftists all know it's a lie, too. Adam Schiff knows. Schumer knows. The anchors at CNN and MSNBC, they know it's a lie. But they are still running with it because they got to take Trump out. Because this just isn't the way it's done. We pick who it is, not you voters. The congressional left has no moral core beyond destroying traditional American value and dividing us into the various victim groups. So who can blame Trump for being frustrated with the FBI's lack of investigating the real crimes that have been committed? So then you fire the guy at the head. You fire the guy in charge of it who's not doing what has to be done. That's what happens. So despite months of speculation, media hyperbole and frantic accusations, there's no actual evidence of Trump colluding with Russia that has emerged. Even Waters and Schiff admit this. And Flynn and a few others spoke with Russians, and they will do it again, and it has been done in the past, and it will be done in the future by future presidents, because you speak to heads of state. The one thing the Democrats are is they are united in their effort to both get this guy and destroy this country, and that's why we can't allow this. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.